Well, welcome everyone to the Spend Life Well show, where we talk about your finances from a biblical context and a biblical worldview. Thanks for joining us today. I'm joined in the studio by my co-host, Jesse Hamilton. Jesse, welcome.
Hey, Mark. Welcome to the show, everybody.
You know, we had it was a really great week earlier this month. We got to attend the Kingdom Advisors annual conference. There were over 2,000 fellow financial professionals that love Jesus and want to help people with their finances. And so it's really cool to be a part of that group. Great music, some great teaching lessons and things, and lots of great breakouts with folks such as none other than Ron Blue, which we always enjoy talking to Ron and visiting with him. And you actually participated in one of his breakout sessions, Justin. He was talking, I guess, about wealth transfer.
Yeah, so he did a breakout session on the six T's of wealth transfer.
The six T's, all right.
Yeah, so there's six different parts that he wants to talk about. And he posed the question at the very beginning of the class, how do we use biblical wisdom to transfer our wealth in a culture that idolizes monetary success?
So, you know, our current culture in the United States is to spend everything you make, right?
Right.
Save a little bit for the future if there's anything left over, and you can use debt to get your lifestyle that you want.
Right.
And then at the end, if there's anything left after that, you can maybe give some.
Sure.
And most people, it's kind of funny. Most people don't have anything left over. they don't want to give it away.
What about Matthew 6:21? That's our verse for the day.
Yep. And we actually heard several talks that were talking about Matthew 6 at the conference this past month. And of course, Matthew 6:21 says, and we've got this on our wall, for your, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also, right?
Right.
So it's always a reminder of that. It's like wherever we store our treasures. And the verse goes on and basically says, you know, store up your treasures in heaven. And
yeah, I encourage you to go read the whole chapter.
That's
there.
Right.
It's awesome.
Matthew 6 is a great foundational text for how we should view wealth from a biblical worldview. So
we'll start off here by contrasting estate planning with wealth transfer.
Okay.
So we really want to categorize them in two different ways.
All right.
Whereas estate planning focuses on the impact of the donor, wealth transfer focuses on the impact on the beneficiary.
Right. And a lot of people, you know, really wanting to maybe minimize taxes or get their name on a building or whatever when they're gone. Wealth transfer really begins now, right?
Right. Whereas traditional estate planning is focusing on what happens after you die, we want to consider wealth transfer to be happening now.
Yeah, and so that's important. And with estate planning, it's more tax driven. In other words, how can I get a write off for my gift right now? And that's important because people want to do their giving in a smart way. But, you know, when we're talking about transferring wealth, we're really talking about how that stewardship is shaping the conversation. It's not about saving money on taxes.
Right.
Which can be a side effect or a side benefit, but it's not the sole purpose. It's really about how do I steward the wealth that I've been blessed with.
Don't mishear us. We love saving money on taxes.
Absolutely.
But that is not the key to wealth transfer.
So the key difference is if we're a Christian looking at this from a biblical worldview, estate planning really honors the donor.
Uh-huh.
You know, me.
Yeah.
Right? And wealth transfer done in a smart way really is honoring to God.
Right.
So that's the big difference there, folks. So let's get into some of the big areas within those two different things when we're talking about wealth transfer.
Our first T is, of course, transfer.
Yeah.
So there's three main areas that you generally can transfer to. That's heirs and taxes or expenses and charity.
Okay.
So that's what we learned about in the class.
So when we talk, as we talk about when we're talking about estate planning or wealth transfer, we always want to know what's the client's greatest fear.
Right. And we can continue that question to say, if you give X dollars to X person, what's the worst thing that can happen and how serious is that?
Yeah. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, they don't think that person's ready to handle wealth, or they want to give a gift to their university and they're not sure how to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've all seen it from experiences and things. If money is given to the wrong person, it can really mess that person's life up.
It can.
And you think, well, that's crazy, Mark. You know, if I got a bunch of money, I'd be happy. And the reality is, in many cases, too much wealth too fast can actually ruin the person's life, whether they, mm-hmm. you know, fall into a state of excess. Maybe they have an old habit that rears its head right. again. We've seen heirs, you know, blow money on drugs and things mm-hmm. like that were obviously not honoring to their parents or to God.
Right.
And so you have to be careful about the who and the why. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So our next T is treatment. And the statement here that Ron was teaching at the conference was love your children equally and as such, treat them uniquely. So that does not mean treat them all the same.
That's right. And a lot of parents or a lot of families are to the point where it's like, well, I've got three children, so I want all of them to get a third.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we have to, when we interview clients and we're talking about these things, they go, well, is every one of them, which is the most responsible with money?
Yeah.
And then, it's Johnny, right? Mm-hmm. Johnny's most responsible. What about Susie? Well, Susie's had a lot of bad string of luck.
Yeah.
And she's not really good with money. So,
if they're married too, you can look at what's their marriage like? What if they have kids?
Right.
How do they raise their kids? These are all questions.
We're just challenging our listeners. Don't think that of your heirs as equal beneficiaries.
Right.
They need to make sure that, you need to make sure that you are affirming their lifestyle and so forth. So if one of them just has trouble with money and is kind of aimless in life, they probably shouldn't get a big chunk.
Right. That doesn't mean they don't get anything. It's just we plan for it.
That's right. That's right. All right. What's the third T?
So this is timing. And the catchy phrase that they used was, do your giving while you're living so you're knowing where it's going. It sounds like Ron Blue.
It does sound like Ron Blue. You know, it's like, so do your giving while you're living so you know where it's going. Okay. So, and I think that's important. A lot of people don't realize that they can give while they're alive. They think, well, I only want to give what's left over
when I'm done,
when I'm no longer here. And that's that kind of that worldly view of funding our lifestyle. And if there's anything left over, I'll give it then.
Sure.
And that's not very honoring to God. We want to make sure that we're planting seeds now while we're alive. And believe me, so many people don't realize how much they can give and still have plenty of money to live on.
Right. So in Matthew 13, Jesus talks about the return of a crop that falls on a fertile soil. And he says that can be 30, 60, and 100 times. So Ron Blue's sitting there in a room full of 100 financial advisors. And we all think in terms of numbers.
Right.
And so he says, think, people, that's 10,000%. Imagine how much money is 10,000% compounded for all of eternity.
So your giving can be compounded like that for all of eternity, right?
Right.
I mean, not in a dollar.
Not in a dollars and cents, but yeah.
But an impact to the kingdom. So that's kind of cool. I think that's fun with that. So Ron has a good way of getting the point across.
Mm-hmm.
So, and with timing and so forth, what are your wealth transfer objectives, right? Have you started to consider whether you can implement those sooner rather than later?
Mm-hmm.
So that brings us to the fourth T, which is the titling.
Right.
First of all, I got money in my bank account or I've been blessed with wealth. Who owns it, Jesse?
Well, it's a principle of our show here. God owns it all.
God owns it all, right? And so if that's our belief, then why aren't we doing our wealth transfer planning in a way that's cognizant of that or acknowledging that?
And it's just funny how often we lose focus of that when we are doing this process.
So I think one thing is, if wealth was inherited, what would the creator of this wealth advise you to do if they were here right now?
Right. If it's a second or third transfer even.
You know,
what were their implications?
So, you know, maybe I don't know if you've ever experienced this or not, Jesse, but you know, you have someone that was giving to you or giving to the family and so forth, Did they ever leave any stipulations or anything? Yeah. And that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So make sure that we're following the advice that God has given us to make that transfer happen. And then, you know, are those transferees active participants in a business or anything like that?
Yeah, if it is a family business ownership transfer situation.
And there's so much wealth that's transferred that way.
Yes.
And we see so many creative things of small business owners and larger business owners who are basically leaving a portion of their business to charity, sometimes mm-hmm. all of it.
Yeah.
And that's really cool to see those things.
So our next one is the tools or the techniques. And for this category, it's the tools are used to accomplish the objective, but they're not the objective. So everybody might think like, oh, I got to get a trust or something. That's the tool. It's used to get there.
Yeah, that's right. And oftentimes trusts are overused.
Yeah.
There are a number of attorneys that we see holding workshops and things. And guess what? Everybody needs a trust. And that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of your wealth transfer desires and goals can be done without trust. And so I think they're a little bit overused. And I would argue with my attorney friends that our clients use and things. And that's okay.
Right.
We have a difference opinion on that when it comes to wealth transfer.
But that's just one of hundreds of tools that you might use.
And then the final point that we're really, the sixth T, if you will,
uh-huh.
is talking about it with your beneficiary.
Right.
And
so what are your heirs' expectations? Do they know this is coming? Have you ever talked about it? One of Ron's favorite things is called the family conference. Do you remember learning about that?
Yeah, I do. And it's a technique that we like to use with our clients as well that are passing on wealth in this way. It's important to kind of, I mean, you don't have to spell out for your beneficiary, hey, you're going to get $10,000.
Right.
You don't have to tell them all that stuff. What you're outlining to them is having that conversation is, these are our wishes.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to use this for this.
Right.
We want you to use this money for charitable giving. And we want you to run that.
And you can take back to the title there. Who owns it all? We want this to be at the front.
And so often, families don't have these conversations. They don't have these conversations, and guess what?
There's a gap.
There's a gap there, and there's fighting when you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And because believe me, money will make your heirs behave strangely and differently, and probably not in a way that you would condone.
Yeah.
Because money makes people greedy sometimes when they don't have the same worldview as the folks that are doing the giving. So it's important to sit down and talk about these things, that these are our wishes. You know, we try to do this when, say, a parent dies and they maybe had a retirement account or something,
mm-hmm.
and they named the child as a beneficiary. We try to show them, hey, okay, this is what your mom intended for this to do, because they've told us. We ask them, mm-hmm. what's this for? And we say, you know, if you keep this invested for a period of time, this is what it might be like in the future. Give her some projections and things. And Jesse, I kid you not, their eyes get real big and they can't believe mom did this for them. And in the same breath, they say, when can I get the check?
Right.
Right. And so that's because mom did not have a conversation about that wealth transfer.
Sure.
You need to make sure you manage those expectations.
So as we close, there's a few points here that we don't ever want to use money to do. So I'll name them off and you can pick out some if you find them interesting, but those things that we don't want to use wealth transfer or money to do are manipulate behavior, change a lifestyle, destroy the need to provide for the family, come between husband and wife or come between parents and children, get in God's way or be manipulated by the children's demands, and then the last one, avoiding your own stewardship responsibility.
That manipulate behavior is kind of a common one we see sometimes.
Yes.
Like, I'm willing to give you this if you do this.
Right.
And sometimes they're really good. We have a friend that his son and daughter are different behaviors and stuff in their lifestyle. And the main goal for both of them was to be able to provide for them for certain things throughout their lifetime.
Yeah.
And then there were other incentives. And I think those are okay. There was an incentive for the one child to go back to school
mm-hmm.
if If they did go back to school, the trust would pay for it and something
Yeah.
like that. So, you know, there's you don't want to try to enforce or try to counteract negative behaviors, but you know, trying to help that heir as best you can. So, folks, we're at the end of the program for the day, and I want to thank you for listening. This has been the 6 T's of Wealth Transfer. We took this from a lecture that Ron Blue gave at the Kingdom Advisors Conference this year. And we hope that you will join us next time here on the Spend Life Well Show.